This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The flood levels from the destruction of a dam in southern Ukraine is causing devastation across large parts of the region, now with residents facing fresh heartbreak in what is still an active war zone. Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda reports.
Ukraine's government says the destruction of the dam, which it blames on Russia, is threatening to leave hundreds of thousands of residents without access to drinking water. It also says it will turn what was once farmland into swamps and turn other areas into desert. Russia blames Ukraine for the disaster and has imposed a state of emergency in the areas that it controls, such as Novokakhovka, where the destroyed dam is.
Reuters correspondent Matthew LaRotunda. Ukraine's foreign minister Dmytro Kuleba said on Wednesday talks about resolving the conflict between his country and Russia could not start with a mere cessation of hostilities.
Because those who think that the urgent task is to freeze the conflict and then to see how to fix it afterwards, they are wrong. They don't understand the logic of this war.
He held an online briefing aimed at African journalists following his tour of African countries last month. Kuleba said multiple negotiations and consultations at a ceasefire since Russia's annexation of Crimea from Ukraine in 2014 have only led to the full-scale invasion of Ukraine in February 2022. Pope Francis underwent a three-hour surgery in a Rome hospital on Wednesday to repair a hernia most likely caused by scars from an operation in 2021, and the Vatican said the procedure had no complications. This is